Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Two small towns in western Massachusetts are ranked as having among the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates in the state, but some officials are blaming a glitch in the data collection. Karen Brown reports.
Early on, the town of Buckland, with a population under 2,000, had to work very hard to get its residents vaccinated. Marty Ferguson chairs the town's Board of Health.
We don't have a sports center. We don't have a big mall. So we had no mass vaccination site, and we had people clamoring for vaccine.
So they collaborated with other Franklin County towns and held pop-up clinics at the regional high school, at senior centers.
It was crazy. It filled up in 10 minutes. People were really ready to get these shots, and we just went until we didn't have any demand anymore.
So how is it that in a recent state report, Buckland is shown to have one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state, around 10%? Ferguson says there's a simple explanation.
Out here in the hill towns, the zip codes don't correlate with the town boundaries.
Many Buckland residents share a zip code with neighboring Shelburne. And sure enough, Shelburne appears to have one of the highest vaccination rates in the state. Local officials say it's likely Shelburne got credit for most of Buckland's immunization efforts. In fact, if you look at the raw numbers on the state's spreadsheet, there are more vaccinated residents in Shelburne than there are residents total.
The spreadsheet would make really good starter for fireworks.
Randy Crozier is regional health director for several Franklin County towns, including Shelburne, Buckland, and Roe. In the state's data, Roe also appears to have a very high vaccination rate, over 95%, while the town right next to it, Florida, is only at 10%. Again, Crozier blames the shared zip codes. He believes all or most nearby hill towns actually hover around a 70% vaccination rate.
People look at these numbers, whether it's reporters or citizens, and they go, oh my God, the sky is falling. How come nobody in my town is getting vaccinated when that's far from the truth?
He says the zip code confusion also made contact tracing more difficult because some COVID cases were attributed to the wrong town. Local health officials often had to double-check addresses.
A group of us got the email notification, and we would quickly hop on so that we could send off the next email that said, no, not Coleraine, Shelburne, not Shelburne, Charlemont, whatever.
The state health department declined an interview, but sent a statement that said small towns with low populations may have incomplete vaccination data. And a spokesperson said it's likely shared zip codes skewed the numbers. Crozier says in small communities, like in Franklin County, local health officials often know personally who's been vaccinated and who hasn't. But it's still important for state government to have the right data. Marty Ferguson of Buckland says she's asked her state senator to help sort out the zip code issue, but she doesn't consider that a top priority while the pandemic continues and people still need vaccines.
Because, yes, it would be great to have Buckland counted correctly, but we have other work to do.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Karen Brown.